Back to the presidential campaigns for a second. Last week, the presidential candidates tried to crack wise. Here's President Obama on Monday attacking his opponent.
He'd asked the middle class to pay more in taxes so that he could give another $250,000 tax cut to people making more than $3 million a year. It's like Robin Hood in reverse. It's Romney Hood.
Mitt Romney fired back in an interview a day later on Fox News.
We've been watching the president say a lot of things about me and about my policies, and they're just not right. And if I were to coin a term, it would be Obama-loney. He's serving up a dish which is simply in contradiction of the truth.
Now, there's a pretty good chance those one-liners weren't exactly off the cuff. There's also a good chance the candidates did not write those lines. That is the job of a political speechwriter, and it can be gut-wrenching.
I hated watching my speeches delivered.
That's Eli Atty. He was a speechwriter for Vice President Al Gore.
Not only were there the occasional, you know, flubbed line, but it just never matches the sound and rhythm in your head.
Today, Atty writes on TV shows like House and The West Wing, but actors are different from politicians. Politicians have nowhere to hone their jokes.
To do something like Romney Hood or Obama-loney, or even in the year 1984, you know, the agent and experience joke that Reagan used, I mean, you can't test your material in advance. It's basically comedy without a net, which no comedian would do.
That Reagan joke was a response to concerns that he would be the oldest president ever. This was in a candidate debate.
I will not make age an issue of this campaign. I am not going to exploit, for political purposes, my opponent's youth and inexperience.
Now, everybody laughed at that, including Walter Mondale.
Right, that's right. Probably, he wasn't going to win anyway, but that was probably the moment he lost the election.
So do you think a joke can do that? Do you think a joke can?
Absolutely.
But Eli Atty is not convinced that the ability to sell a joke would be an indicator of a great president.
Maybe there's more authenticity to a person who has more trouble selling things that are actually inauthentic. A line somebody stuck in his hand 5 minutes earlier. What does it mean, you know, when a politician has an incredible natural gift for insincerity? You have to wonder.
That's former speechwriter Eli Atty.